Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Scabies is on the rise in Ireland. In 2024, there were 51 scabies outbreaks notified here. That's a 96% increase from 2023. And the trend is increasing because there were just four outbreaks in 2021. Now, this rise in cases has seen the Health Protection Surveillance Centre take action. An advisory group is being set up to tackle it. And it's not just a problem here in Ireland, because last year cases in Europe were three times the levels of those reported in 2021. Well, for more on this, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Phil Kieran, a GP in Cork City. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
What causes scabies, Phil?
Yeah, scabies is an unpleasant one to think about or talk about. Scabies is caused by a Sarcoptes mite, which is this tiny little thing that gets into the skin and burrows down under it, where it lives quite happily in human skin. So it burrows away down there, causing these little tracts to form. It breeds, it reproduces, and it lives its whole life cycle and dies in the skin, which is what really causes the itching. So they get into the skin, they burrow away, and then as they die, they start to break down, and it's actually them breaking down that causes the itch. So people think that it's them burrowing around that causes the itch, but it's not. It's actually the breakdown products that causes the severe itch.
So it's the remains of the scabies that makes it really uncomfortable. It's not the live scabies.
No, and that's something that I always stress to people when I'm talking to them about treatment, because due to that, once you successfully eradicate scabies, it can take a while, anything up to 6 weeks actually, for the itch to go away, because it's until those layers of skin that they were in are all shed, you can still have itch from it.
Mm-hmm. So how many might be actually living on your skin at any one time then?
So talking to anyone who's had scabies, they will feel that they are riddled with them and the itch is really, really intense, usually worse at night. But in actuality, most people will have somewhere between 5 and 10 mites alive on their body at any one time. So it's pretty small numbers. Now, they're continuously reproducing, so it's not the same ones that you have all of the time. They're just changing over. There are a couple of unusual cases where you can have much, much, much higher numbers, but generally the total number of mites is actually pretty low. It's just getting rid of them can be a bit tricky.
So what you need to do then is treat the infection, so get rid of these guys, but also treat the itch. So what can you give people? What the advice and what treatment do you give?
So the first things I say to people is that treatment is the key, and making sure that you treat effectively and make sure that you're not reinfected. So one of the big things is to treat everyone in the household. So it's no good treating one person because there may be scabies in other members of the household. So the treatment is usually available over the counter, so long as there's no resistance, and we'd recommend people go to their pharmacy and talk to them about getting the first line treatment. And then to use this cream, you use it everywhere from your jawline and the nape of your neck down, so it has to cover the entire skin, the whole body, and you leave it on overnight and then shower it off in the morning. Now, the important thing is that you change the sheets and change your clothes then the next day, because you don't want any of the mites that are alive on the clothes to get back into the skin. And if you have clothing items that you can't wash, you need to put them in a plastic bag and leave them at room temperature for at least 7 days. Sometimes people think that by putting them in the freezer, they're going to freeze the mites, but that can actually help them stay alive by helping them to go into a stasis. So you want to leave them at room temperature.
Mm-hmm. And then
that's how you treat the infection.
Yeah, and then the itch then, which you said, you know, and it sounds awful because it's everywhere and it's worse at night. So how do you treat that?
And that's one of the big things. So people are always panicking about the itch. So what I would usually say is to take an antihistamine, because that'll help with the itch. Most over-the-counter ones are good. And then if you are finding it particularly difficult to sleep, you could take one of the ones like Piriton, which actually causes a bit of drowsiness, and that'll help you sleep at night as well. For more severe cases where the rash is pretty bad and where the itch is keeping people awake at night and things like that, we sometimes use steroid ointments to remove the itch. But if we can avoid using them, we do. But just there is an option there. If you're not managing with it at home, go and see your GP and we can give advice.
So when I talk about the scabies outbreaks being up, we actually probably don't know the full extent of it, because the two treatments you've mentioned there are over-the-counter treatments, so that people mightn't need to go to the doctor at all.
No, and so the scabies outbreaks are generally reported cases in residential settings. So the fact that we're seeing them go up is an indication that there is more scabies around in the population. So the HPSC will be looking at that and seeing what the overall numbers are. But really, it's a much bigger issue in residential settings because it can be much more difficult to clear just due to the number of residents.
And is there a reason why the number of cases waxes and wanes? Are there particular reasons or particular times of the year where you see it increasing?
I suppose we do see just natural peaks and troughs of it. I remember the last big outbreak we saw was after the last Rugby World Cup. There was an awful lot of it around. And I think it's when people are travelling a lot or when people are staying in shared accommodation a lot. I suppose the problem then is that if we have larger amounts or more scabies in the community, it can get into these residential settings much easier. And like I said, when there's people living in very close proximity to each other and in physical contact with each other a lot more, you get big outbreaks of scabies. So I think that's probably why we see these peaks of it. And then once people are aware of it, once everyone starts treating it again, and once we get rid of it all, the numbers go back down and then people probably become a little bit complacent about it and it starts off again.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this can be very awkward for, let's say, young professionals or students who are living in shared accommodation. If, as you mentioned earlier, everybody needs to be treated at the same time, that means you need to go around to your housemates and say, we might have a problem here and you need to put this cream on from your jawline down. They're awkward conversations, right?
They are. They're always sort of difficult conversations, and people kind of look at me when I tell them they have to tell their housemates about it. And it's like, yeah, you kind of do. Now, half the time when they tell their housemates, it turns out that they're not the only ones suffering with the itch, and their housemates are delighted to hear that there's a solution to it. But I guess no one wants to be the person bringing that conversation up. But it is important, and it is important to do. Otherwise, you're going to end up with failures of treatment and then you need to treat it again and again. And the treatment itself can actually be a bit irritating to the skin. So one of the things that I say to people is you treat and then you retreat 7 days later, and then you need to give it a break and let your skin heal and give the itch a chance to settle down, because some people panic because they feel that the itch isn't getting better and they'll treat and treat and treat. And that can cause skin irritation itself. So that can sort of muddy the waters a lot as well.
But you do need to do it twice, you're saying, right, with a 7-day gap?
You do need to do it twice, exactly, yeah.
And is there a shortage of that? Sorry, Phil, to interrupt you, but is there a shortage of that frontline over-the-counter treatment?
So I don't think there is at the moment, or certainly I haven't been told by my local pharmacies that there is a shortage at the moment. When we get big outbreaks, there tends to be shortage of supply. I suppose the supply is based on what's been needed in the past. And so when we get these sudden upsurges in demand, it outstrips the supply. Now, there are second and third line treatments which your GP can prescribe, but it's really going with the first line treatment is the key thing to begin with. What I would say to people, though, is to use it, to definitely repeat it after that 7 days, and make sure that you keep your laundry cleaned and separated after your treatments, so that you don't run the risk of a failed treatment. Because if you have a failed treatment and you need to reuse more of the supply, then that's less for everyone else.
Mm-hmm. And of course, no shared towels. And most people probably wouldn't be sharing towels anyway. But then think about the hand towel in the shared bathroom. I mean,
in the shared bathroom.
That's
exactly
an issue.
It is. And I suppose one of the big issues would be people sharing clothing and sharing hats and stuff like that. And you do see that particularly in younger age groups and people in more shared accommodation and rental accommodation and stuff like that, where people will borrow clothes off each other and things like that. So it's just a matter of making sure that you really make a good effort at eradicating it the first time round, so that you don't end up needing to treat it more times down the line.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't leave, I mean, you mentioned there that it can cause a sort of a scaling or a plaque. Was that how you described it at the beginning? Does it have any lasting impact on the skin, or does it generally all clear?
Generally, it will all clear, I suppose, depending on how severe the scratching is. If you scratch deep enough to cause proper cuts and things like that, they can cause scars. But usually the skin heals up fully once it settles. I suppose the difficulty for a lot of patients is the psychological side of it. If someone has successfully cleared scabies, a lot of the times, even 6-12 months down the line, if they get any sort of an itch, they'll be terrified that it's back again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a matter of knowing that it will settle down and that it will go away. It's hard to explain to people who've never experienced it how bad people describe the itch as. Like, I've had people coming into me saying that if someone would peel my skin off, I would accept that over the itch.
Yikes.
As it is, it's really severe.
Mm-hmm. But you can't prevent it. Can you take steps to prevent it, or are there people who are particularly vulnerable to it?
So you can't, there's nothing you can take if you know you're going to be exposed to it, I suppose, as a prophylactic treatment. But being careful about your skin-to-skin contact, if you think that you're around someone who might have it, or if you've been told that your relative is in, let's say, a nursing home where there has been an outbreak, washing your hands and using hand sanitizer after skin-to-skin contact is a good idea, and keeping skin-to-skin contact to a short period of time will reduce the risk. There needs to be usually some reasonable skin-to-skin contact. Like, it's not usually spread through a handshake or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So either slightly prolonged skin-to-skin contact or through contaminated clothing is how it would usually be transmitted. So you don't need to worry about going in and, you know, holding hands with a relative in a nursing home or something like that. Just make sure that you use hand sanitizer afterwards, and that will reduce the risk of contracting it.
All right, we will all be itching for the day after hearing that, Phil, but at least it's good to know that it can be treated successfully with over-the-counter products. That's Dr. Phil Kieran there, who's a GP in Cork City Centre.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.